Romans chapter 13 again. And I'm just going to read verse 12 and 13, but this is where we left off. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 12. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. I left off talking about, for we see through a glass darkly. The glass is dark. Not opaque. And we see. We see now. Because of these three. Faith, hope, and charity. Love. Because of the life given by Christ. Because of the Spirit of God that indwells every regenerate, converted child of God. We see. Now, we don't see perfectly. We don't even see ourselves perfectly, because that would be too depressing for us. But we see ourselves a little bit, and we see Christ, the Christ of the Bible, because he has revealed himself to his people. I was listening to that sermon by the fellow Chris. I can't think of his last name.
Cunningham,
there you go. Yeah, I should have remembered from Happy Days. Chris Cunningham. But I was also listening to Walter preach on an election, and they both hit the same verse, which is kind of nice. And I'll hit it too. All those that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. They don't come to anybody else. And they shall come. And as Walter rightly pointed out, election's everywhere in the Bible if you see it. The Father gave them, they'll come. If the Father gave them, they'll come. They need to hear the gospel, he'll send it.
Yeah.
The gospel is not for regeneration, but it is for coming to him, because you have to know who he is.
Yeah.
You will come, because you will see, even through a glass darkly, you will see him.
Yeah.
We do see and we do perceive because of his gifts. The hearing ear and the seeing eye, the Lord has made even both of them. Both of them. And a heart that understands, who gives it? He does. And the reason he gives it is we don't have it naturally. The natural man does not understand the things of God. Neither can he know them, for they are spiritually discerned. He gives us his Spirit. Then Paul continues, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. This is our promise. This is going to happen, because this is Scripture. Paul wasn't making up stuff. It's in the Old Testament even. Christ said it himself, but for the Old Testament one, Job is one of my favorites. Job 19 and verse 25. Job states, "For I know that my Redeemer liveth." And that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me. That's Old Testament. That's prophecy. That's going to happen. It hasn't happened yet, but it's going to happen. But Job was confident that he would see God. And as Walter put it last week, you see God, you're going to have to see Christ. It was Jesus Christ who walked in the cool of the garden and spoke to Adam. It was Jesus Christ who spoke to Noah, to Abraham, who was Melchizedek, the king of Salem, without mother and without father, without beginning and without end. And it was Jesus Christ who came on this planet and told us that all that the Father gives to me shall come to me. But one day Job was confident, even though the skin worms would devour his flesh, even though he would go back to bones, to the dust of the earth, one day in his flesh he was going to see God. And that's what Paul is talking about here. But then, when that which is perfect is come, we shall see face to face with our own eyes. That's a blessing. And that is coming. We don't have it now, but one day we shall see God in the face of Jesus Christ. Because I know that my Redeemer liveth now. And that he shall stand in the latter days on this earth. He's coming back. And he's coming back for his church. This is coming. But then Paul comes back to the present. He says, now I know in part. And I like that word. Now I know in part. We are to know Christ right now. All those that the Father giveth to me shall come to me. They're coming. He's calling out his people even as we speak. And now we know him. And then whenever it is the time of the elect, the Holy Spirit goes and gives life wherever it pleases. You can't tell where it's coming from and where it's going, and neither can I. But when it does, now someone else will know. We get to know Christ right now here on this earth. That's a blessing. That's a privilege. And that's grace. It's not arrogance. Some people have accused us of that. We do speak dogmatically. I looked up the definition of that word. When to speak dogmatically means to proclaim something as incontrovertibly, I can't say the word, true. That's what this book is. It is incontrovertibly true. And I will speak of it that way. Jesus Christ is real. I don't care what the world says. It doesn't matter what the world says because the world doesn't know. I've been on the world side. It ain't that great. But he has translated me into the kingdom of his dear son. And now my perceptions have changed. I can still see the old stuff. But I'd rather see the new stuff. I still have the flesh, but I do have the spirit. Also, I know that in my flesh dwelleth no good thing, but in my mind I try to serve the law of God. We know both ways. They only know one way. And that's all they have. And they will run from one side to the other. They will run from the scientific side to the weirdo religion side, everywhere in between, to keep from looking at him and to keep from seeing him. And if you speak to them and if you tell them who Christ is, they'll say, A, they'll say, we don't believe that. B, that can't be right. C, that's not my God. I've heard them all. At least I think I have. Maybe somebody else will make up something new and I'll hear it tomorrow. There's idiots on TV saying, I'm Christ. They're wrong. But that's what the world has. But now we know a portion, a part of the truth of God in Jesus Christ. We do, and I don't want to come off as arrogant. Because the only reason I know this is because he gave it to me. I was in the same place they are now. I was in the world. But he gave me himself. The only reason we know this is by the gift of God, by revelation of Jesus Christ, through his Spirit, which he gave us. It's not of ourselves. It's not of me. But some people see this as arrogance. They say, oh, well, you think you're better. No, I know I'm worse. He's better. We speak dogmatically. We preach. We proclaim. We have this treasure in earthen vessels, and we know it. As Earl used to say, clay pots. That's what we are, clay pots. And we can be cracked, broken, and we can leak. But we do have this treasure. He's given it to us. That's the only reason we have it. I'm not up here saying I'm smarter than anybody else. I'm not up here saying I'm better than anybody else. I know I'm not better than anybody else. Because I know me better than I know you. And I think more highly of you people than I do of most people. And I think more highly of you than I think of myself. And I see people who do things that I can't do that. But this treasure is not of me. It was given to me. But I have it. I know a portion now. And I will speak of him as dogmatically as I can. Because I know he is truth. For we preach not ourselves, but Jesus Christ the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels. Why? That the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God. That's how we know a portion. That's the only way to know a portion, is to be given it by God. As I said last week, I think, it's all here in black and white. Or in some places, when the words of Jesus in red, it's in red and white. And if you can read it and believe it, comprehend it, the actuality of Jesus Christ, that's a gift from God. There are people who can read it and comprehend it, understand what it is saying, but they don't know it. It's written down. It's plain. People rest these scriptures because they have to fit their theology. It's written down in black and white. That's what Walter's been telling us. What does the scripture say? It's there. Any problems are with us, not with the book. Any problems are with me, not the scriptures. That's the truth of it. But to actually know these things in your heart, to believe with the faith of God given to you, to be convinced utterly of the truth of Jesus Christ, that takes a gift from God. It is a treasure, the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But we have it in earthen vessels. We are given the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. We know now, in part, a portion, we know now. The power of God is responsible for this treasure. It is not of ourselves. I will talk. I am an earthen vessel. But the Word of God is not. I am not guessing, thinking, or wishing that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is the Son of God. The Lamb of God and the Lord of glory, I know He is. I don't know it perfectly, but I will speak as if He is because I know that He is. In some ways, I hate to kind of put it down there, my. It's written down so that we can understand it. And Walter, so it doesn't change. Because people will distort it. Sometimes intentionally, but sometimes unintentionally. People will distort the scriptures. It's not arrogance or pride, because this knowing, if you do know, is a gift. It's nothing of me. It has been given. I know now because of His Spirit witnessing with my spirit that these things are so. The Spirit witnesses with the written word being read and the spoken word. And the Spirit witnesses within us now. We don't have to wait for glory to know a little bit about Christ. He said, my sheep will hear my voice and they'll follow me. They will follow me. All that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, because they know my voice. And a stranger's voice they will not follow. And that knowledge of his voice is a gift. For I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that every one which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. Every one that the Father gave to the Son shall come to the Son. These are the words of Christ Jesus himself teaching us that the Father gave some people to his Son. And that they're going to come. It means what it says. And when it says all that the Father gave to him, it means all that the Father gave to him. He's not going to lose a one. He will never lose one. Christ said that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. The Son always performs perfectly the Father's will. Perfect. So if you want to go ahead, and if they want to go ahead, I drive by churches all the way up here. And Walter, I shudder sometimes because I drive by and I think about what they're saying in there. I do. And I don't understand anymore, although I know it happened, how you can take this word and not see the truth in it. How can you read, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out, and then get up and preach that, yes, that's true, unless you get mad and leave God behind? There are people who teach that you can be saved and lost and saved and lost and saved and lost, and you can be utterly cast away. Anything that the Father gave to him, any one that the Father gave to him, shall never, ever be lost. Walter said it. We may fall. We will fall. We have fallen. But we will not be utterly cast down. Because the Son will perform the will of the Father. And he will raise it up again at the last day. I know that. I know that. I wish I knew it better, and I wish I felt it better. Because I know you're not supposed to go by feelings, but I've got them. And sometimes my feelings are better than others. Now, wait a minute. We teach that the scriptures also state clearly that man can't come and man will not come. And now, all of them says that And Christ reads here, says that they shall come. Yes. It's all true. Man cannot come of himself. Man will not come of himself. But some will come because of Christ. They will come by Christ. They come because he brings them. The good shepherd will pick up a sheep that's lost, pick it up, put it over his shoulders, and carry that sheep to where it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
That sheep comes, but it comes on the back of Christ. That sheep wasn't looking for Christ. Christ was looking for it. Man cannot come. It's not by the will of man, not by the will of the flesh, but of God that we are born of God. We are born from above. You cannot come and you will not come of yourself, but all that the Father gave to the Son will come. They shall come because he shall bring them. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. I know that's so also. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. Therefore, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. They'll come. Everyone that he has loved with an everlasting love shall come. Why? Because he's going to draw them. See, even here in John, Christ wasn't preaching anything new. He's preaching what they told him in the Old Testament, what was written down. Because salvation is the same. Salvation is of the Lord. It is not of the Lord and man. It is not of man, period. Salvation is of the Lord. It always has been. Everyone that is loved has been loved from before the beginning. From everlasting. Eternal. Everyone that was loved was chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. And everyone that is loved has been given to the Son. And everyone given to the Son will come to the Son, but not because of themselves, because of him. They are drawn to him. They are born of God, not of man's will. We are willing in the day of his power, but not before. Before the power of God comes upon his elect, we're pretty much as unwilling as it gets. Before life comes from God, we're pretty much dead. Actually, we're just dead.
Yeah.
We're unwilling and we're unwanting. But he has promised to save all those that the Father gave him. I know this. John 7:17 says this, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine, whether it be of God or whether I speak of myself. John 8:19 said, Then they said unto him, where's thy father? Where's thy father? Jesus answered, ye neither know me, nor my father. If ye had known me, ye should have known my father also. We see now, even through a glass darkly, mm-hmm. we see now, yeah. and we know in part. Mm-hmm. We know now, right now, on this planet, in this life, God has given us this great gift, many great gifts. Faith, hope, charity. Life. Where once all we had was death. We see now, we know now, because we see now, and perceive now, and understand now, because it has been given to us by the Father, through the Son and the Holy Spirit. We have been given this treasure, this knowledge of Christ. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. When that which is perfect is come, I will know more. And I'm not bragging, I'm just as amazed as anybody else. We will know more. Face to face with Christ. This is our promise. This mortal is going to put on immortality. This corruption is going to put on corruption. But the best thing for me that I see in that is when it says, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. That is just wondrous to me. So shall we ever be with the Lord. That's our promise for every believing child of God, for every child of God. All that the Father giveth to him shall come to him. And him that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. And he's going to raise it up at the last day, and he is going to be with us. We're actually going to be with him. So shall we ever be with the Lord. I have no idea in this world what that's going to be like. But I so want it. I want to meet the one face to face who loved me and gave himself for me. And one day I shall. Because he's going to raise it up at the last day. He's going to raise me up at the last day. He's going to raise up every single child, every son and daughter of God that the Father gave to him. He's not going to lose one. He never has, he never will. But that's going to happen. And that's what I want. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. If we don't love one another, the love of God's not in us. That's what it says. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. He gives it to every one of his child, every one of his children. It's there. It's not, we're not perfect. But the love of God is. We're not perfect, but the faith of God. We're not perfect, but our Lord Jesus Christ is. We are earthen vessels. But we do have this treasure. He's given it to us. Our Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for this time and this place. Lord, thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you for all that you have done to us. And thank you for what you are going to do for us. Everything comes down from you through your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.